But let's open our service with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day, Lord, as we worship together, Lord. May we be encouraged in our hearts. We pray for our nation, for all that is going through at this time, not only with the coronavirus, but also the racial tension and unrest, Lord. Unite us together, Lord, and help us as Christians to be the example we should be to our community. We ask in the Lord's name, amen. All right, I guess it's me at this time, and this is all kind of new to us because I have a laptop here I'm going to ignore. We have the next camera here, and I want to thank again the guys that have helped put this together, and Tony at the close of service is going to share more about things you want to do and maybe some help and receiving some offerings to take care of some of the expenses to reopen the church in just in 2 weeks. So I wanted to talk today, the obvious subject that's on our minds is the things that are happening in our country. I got to admit to you, we're in the midst of the COVID-19, and I think we're beginning to come through that and turning the corner and restaurants reopening. I'm looking forward to the gym reopening. And I used to have a six-pack. Now I have a keg, and so I want to get rid of all of that. And but I'm also, you know, we've gone through that. We've been tested by that. And then, of course, the last couple of weeks with the incident in Minneapolis and the tragic death and taking of a life of George Floyd, and that has created a tremendous amount of unrest in our nation. You know, I've lived six decades plus now, and I was raised in Detroit, and I can remember the racial tensions of the 60s. I can remember the riots in 1968 in Detroit. Remember after the riots were over, driving into Detroit with my dad and my brothers and seeing around 12th Street, things that were burned. And the effect it had on not only our local community, but the nation as a whole. And of course, now we're dealing with the same type of situation. And really, what I wanted to address today is what the Bible says about racism, because I think it's important for us to understand the biblical principles as Christians, how we should approach and what the Bible's viewpoint is. And of course, as Christians, we get a lot of our philosophy and understanding and principles based upon scriptures. In the Bible, I got to tell you, there are stories after stories of prejudice and bias throughout the scriptures. The Old Testament has many stories in which sometimes the human mind can't comprehend how could they treat people that way. And many times it's a sad situation to read some of the stories. But as New Testament Christians, we basically are given some thoughts and principles in the scriptures about how that we should approach and what our viewpoint should be about racism in this country. Let me give you a definition, and I stole this, so I want to take credit for it, but I read this past week. Racism is about making quick judgments on the characteristics of a race, and I can include this, a status, financial ability, place you live in community, whether it's a poor part of town or a rich part of town. But the characteristics of race is where we're focused at today, to rate them as either inferior or superior, demonstrating partiality or bias. Basically, it is by seeing somebody and making a quick judgment about their life based upon a situation, and today we're talking about their color, and either having a biased opinion, being prejudiced against them, showing partiality, consider them inferior, and that's what we're dealing with today. Racism is a problem that we can't ignore or run from. It is an issue today. It was an issue throughout history, including when the Bible was written. And in our reality, we have dealt with this in our country since the inception of our country. We know that our country was formed with those slave traders bringing over slaves from Africa. We know that we thought some things were resolved when Abraham Lincoln gave the Emancipation Proclamation, and obviously the Civil War was based upon free men and free slaves and the division in our country about that. We know 100 years later in 1963 when we had the Civil Rights Act, and 64 we had the Voters' Rights Act, we know we thought things would be resolved. And the problem with it is that you cannot legislate love and understanding and acceptance. I do believe there are political proper procedures to take. I think we should always be looking for things that we can do to make our country a fair place and that discrimination is done away with. But legislation in the political realm is not always solutions. It's not a problem of the idea of politics or legislations or laws. It's a problem of the heart. And we as Christian people need to understand that our heart is based upon information that we gain through Scripture. Our point of view and how we feel and how we love is based upon what we learn from Scripture. And I'm going to read a number of passages of Scripture and kind of set them up. And before I get into them, a lot of discussion in the New Testament wasn't about racism or prejudice or bigotry towards black or white and that there. A lot of it had to do with Jews and Gentile. In the early Bible days in the New Testament, a lot of the problems that existed had to do with the acceptance of Gentile peoples into a Jewish faith, in a sense, where Jesus Christ was a Jewish person. And there was debates all the time about the acceptance of the Gentile people. And so when I talk about some of the scriptures here, I want us not only to think about Jews and Gentiles and that, I want us to interpret it and broaden our perspective to understand. I believe it's also talking about any racial division that is out there, and the scriptures generically can be pointed for that reason. Two of the individuals that in the New Testament, most popular individuals, is the Apostle Peter and the Apostle Paul. And most folks don't realize that at one time there was a great tension between them two, because the Apostle Paul felt that the gospel message and the love of Jesus Christ and that God was now opening his arms to the Gentile people, where the Apostle Peter was somewhat resistant, thinking that the Messiah and the things of God were basically for the Jewish people. And they got into a contentious debate. And after the contentious debate, Peter gave this statement, which I think is someone who basically did not see it the right way, but came around based upon getting the proper information. And this is what he said in the Acts chapter number 10, verse 34 to 35. He said, "Then Peter replied, 'I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what's right.'" And basically, he finally came to the conclusion that whether Gentile or Jew, and we can expand that to any nationality, any economic situation, that God isn't into favoritism, partiality, or sees one person better than the other. We are all equal in the eyes of God. James, in his book, and James is a half-brother of Jesus Christ. He wrote the book of James. He was the first pastor of the church of Jerusalem. And he writes this, and I use the Amplified Bible for this one because it gives definitions. He says, "But if you show partiality, prejudice, or favoritism, you are committing sin and are convinced by the law as offenders." And once again, he was dealing with the fact that he was pastoring a Christian church in the founding place of the Messiah, which was Jerusalem, trying to place people together and understand that God does not look upon Gentile or Jew as different, and God expands that. God does not look upon any nationality, any color, any creed as being indifferent. There is no favoritism. We go on to the Apostle Paul's teaching, and he's one of my favorite authors of the Bible, and he wrote the book of Ephesians, and he wrote the book of Galatians. And in these two books, he basically has covered some of this area there in two different scopes of thinking. And he writes this in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. I use the New Living Translation for this one. He says, "For God himself has brought peace to us. He's united Jews and Gentiles into one people. In his own body on the cross, he's broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. He did this by ending the system of law with its commandments and regulations. He made peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in himself a new people from the two groups, together as one body. Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death on the cross, and our hostility towards each other was put to death." And I like how that reads there, because in all reality, as Christian people, we should not have any hostility. We should not have any partiality to somebody who's not like us. And that's part of the problem today. You know, we deal with the fact of, you know, we sometimes judge what we don't understand. We sometimes judge and we create judgment on people that we don't necessarily understand where they're coming from. Our point of view should always be this: God created us all equal. In fact, he talked about that early in the Old Testament. And when we see racism, we see prejudice, we see bigotry today, we ought to be thinking about it from the scope of our thinking based upon our biblical background, which is simply this: racism has no place in Christianity. Racism is wrong, and racism needs to be abolished. The Apostle Paul said this in Galatians chapter number 3, verse 26 through 28. For you all are children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism has put on Christ like putting on new clothes. There is no longer Gentile, slave or free, Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female, for you all one in Christ. So when somebody asks you about, you know, what's your position when it comes to race relationships, And even though, you know, it's a situation where I can't place myself as a older male white person in the feet of somebody else that has been discriminated against, my point of reference doesn't have to do that I understand them. My point has to be the fact that my position is that I will do my best to understand them, to accept what they're going through, and to aid in any way I can to make everybody treated fairly. Because as Christian people, we are supposed to be called to get and demonstrate love. You know, we're dealing with a difficult time right now in our country, and it is continuing today, even as we watch the news this morning, that there are more protests. And of course, I support the peaceful protest and folks standing together. But we got to do more when this is over with. We can't just react to the situation right now. We in the Christian faith as churches, what we need to do is we need to continue to keep the message alive. And even when the tension is down, we need to continue talking about this so that we can solve the problem and be able to unite our communities. What I'm basically saying is that so many times when these things flare up, it's in the news for a while, it's a topic of churches for a while, it's conversations on the news shows and talk shows, but once tensions are gone, we begin to go back into our common routine without addressing these things. And they don't go away, they simply fester for a while. So we need to be a community as Christians that keeps the dialogue open, the acceptance open, the understanding open. And even when we don't understand and we can't fully see what's going on, or we don't understand because we've never been in their shoes, we need to show compassion and understanding for what folks of other colors, other backgrounds, rich or poor, are going through. Let me give you a couple other statements here I want to put out. God restores our relationships with people and groups we've mistreated. And we have to say in our country, those of color, African Americans, have been mistreated in the past. That's called reconciliation. The removal of prejudice and the restoration of relationships to healthy understanding and appreciation for each other. Another statement I want to make is this. God brings peace where there was once strife, kindness where there was once animosity. He's done it with us. He can do it between us and our neighbors, whether black, white, Latino, or otherwise. And all I'm saying here is that I think that God wants us to be in the ministry of reconciliation. You know, I don't believe I've ever mistreated anybody that wasn't like me. I was raised in Detroit, as I said earlier, and I was raised in a family that taught us to honor and love, respect everybody no matter what. I was raised in the 60s, high school in the 70s, where the high school I went to was probably 50-50 of white and black and different nationalities, and really never felt a racist bone in my body or a bigot bone in my body. And I got to tell you, I'm thankful for parents that instilled in me that all people are created equal and everybody has a right to get the American dream and go as far as they can. I wasn't taught to hate anybody who wasn't like me. I was taught to love everybody no matter what their condition or what their situation. Because in all reality, I know that I want to be loved and respected in the same way. No matter if my failings, my successes, where I come from, what I've done or whatever, I think love is the underlying situation we want for all of us. So in these days right now, I wanted to address this on this Sunday, not because it's popular to talk about racism after what's going on in this country, but because it needs to be said from the pulpits, from the church and leadership, that we as Christian people have a responsibility to abide by biblical teachings and treat everybody equally with no partiality, no favoritism, no bigotry, and no racism. Let me give you the walk away that I've had for I wrote down this week, and the walk away, if you're new with this, is always the final thing that I may say that I hope you take with us as we leave today. And the walk away is this: other people don't determine our value, God does. Other people don't determine our value, God does. Every creation out there, every person walking this earth, every person, young or old, black or white, whatever the nationality is valued by God. And here's the thing. We should always value what God values. And here's what I want to give you the thought is. Every person out there is a child of God. And I don't want to disrespect one of God's children. That's an offense to him. So let's treat people right. Let's keep the dialogue going. Let's love one another. And let's support our community. Let's support our brothers and sisters. And I believe truly, if we keep the dialogue going, We may not solve all the woes because there's always going to be hatred in the world. That comes with the course of history. But we can do everything we can to fight back and make sure we stand for what's right. So that's my Sunday talk for today. I hope it not only inspired you, but it's motivated you to really go out and make a difference. And to our families out there of color and our church, we thank you so much and we pray for you, because none of us could only understand the emotion these things bring to you. But we are your brothers and sisters, and we will be there to have your back. We love you all.